Well, just to paint the picture, I guess, how much wine is currently sent to China and how does that compare with the bigger markets like the US and the UK?
Well, China is our third largest market behind the UK and the US. We export over 200 million in wine by value, and almost 37 million litres of Australian wine goes over there. So, look, it's a very large market for us, but it's also a very fast-growing market for us. So it's important now, but also for the future.
And compared with the recently announced free trade deals with Korea and Japan, in terms of this announcement, the Chinese one, can you put it into perspective in terms of what it's worth to, or what it will be worth to the Australian industry?
Well, it's going to be worth tens of millions of dollars, there's no doubt about that. But what will be required now is, of course, industry coming in behind this announcement and really making the most of it. So the potential of how much value we can derive from this announcement is really now back in the hands of industry. What we've seen with the announcement of the China FTA is really a trifecta for wine in the emerging Asian market, and with Japan and South Korea is really an opportunity for a lot of wine exporters to take another look at that market, redo the sums, and to see whether the FTAs plus a decline in the Australian dollars is now the time to perhaps reconsider going back into those markets where we've been to previously, or perhaps entering them for the first time. So the size of the prize, if you like, is yet to be known. What we do know is that even with significant disadvantages to competitors like New Zealand and Chile, we're still the second largest exporter of bottled wine into China. Now that we're going to be at a more level playing field with those competitors, you know, our value and quality is only going to stand taller. So there's no reason why we can't jump the rankings, if you like, in both volume and value terms as far as our competitors exporting into China.
It's interesting you mentioned it's in the hands of industry now, because one thing that was discussed at the Outlook conference a few months ago was the fact that there was a sense that Australian winemakers weren't really wearing out the shoe leather and getting into markets and building those relationships. So how important will that be after this deal's announced?
Well, very important that industry gets right behind this. We need to do that as individual wine businesses, but also the category level promotion of Brand Australia in these key markets is also critically important. We don't believe that our statutory authority, the Australian Grape and Wine Authority, which is in charge of our marketing, has the funds required to really compete with other countries who are all fighting over share and margin in the China market. And also our other key marketplaces, we need to increase that level of funding if we're going to do an adequate job. We've got a plan of how that can happen, and we're hoping to partner with government to make that happen and to really, really multiply the positive impacts that these free trade agreements can have. And also in traditional markets like the US, we're seeing some recovery in consumer demand there up the top end. And as I said, a decline in the value of the Australian dollar really gives us a platform to re-engage a lot of these markets as well. So look, these announcements are timely, but there's no silver bullet. It's going to take a lot of heavy lifting by both industry and in partnership with government.
Do you anticipate we'll see more gains in either the bulk or the bottled sector?
Well, at the moment, only 9% of the wine that we send into China is in a bulk format. And of course, that market, that commercial end of the market, is very price sensitive. So you would imagine that a reduction in the tariff barriers that we face will have a very positive impact on that bulk wine segment. And I think it's likely that we'll see the proportion of bulk wine going into China increase.
And in terms of the oversupply of grapes, that was another talking point at the Outlook conference. Will opening up further trade with China help ease some of that pressure?
Yes, it will, particularly, as I said, at the moment, bulk wine into China is only 9%. If that increases, that'll help with some of the oversupply we have down at the commercial price point segments. But it's also an effort on our behalf to really grow demand for Australian wine in all of our key export markets. So we think that there will be a lift in demand for Australian wine, and as a consequence, of course, that imbalance that currently is there between the demand for our wine and the supply will be in better shape going forward.